tall, pretty little jewel with a Cheshire smile. Grew up in the heart of a trailer park, knowing that'll raise about a big bad paw. Daddy had a streak like a lightning bolt. Sally took the brunt as his whipping post. Waited till the day she turned 16. Got up in the morning, guess she split that seam. She knew it all along.
Joining us right now is drummer Hambusi. He is from Pray for the Soul of Betty. And they were an excellent rock band. I've heard their music. And, you know, we may not have known about them except for the fact that their lead singer, Constantine, is on American Idol. And I actually remember the episode when he told the group that he was leaving. And I had to talk to him, Hambusi, because he actually went nuts and kind of threw his drumstick and gave his finger, actually, to the audience. So, my daughter, who is 11 years old, said to me to say hi to you. She thinks you're very cool. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or bad thing, but welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
So this is, you know, it's interesting. I'm sure that, you know, initially when you find this out, it might be like, oh, you know, you did all this work with this group and now some guy's leaving. But it seems to me like it's a great opportunity for you and the rest of the band as well.
Absolutely. I mean, he's not leaving, first of all. And second of all, the band is actually just finished mixing and mastering the record, and it's going to be mass-produced very soon.
Now, do you have a record label yet?
We are doing it all on our own.
Ah.
Yeah, we've always done it that way, and I think that's the best way to do it because of the fact that we definitely trust ourselves.
I got to say that of all the stuff on here, it seems Truck Stop Sally is the most radio-friendly at this point.
Truck Stop Sally is a strong song. It actually won a best song contest from Billboard, actually won honorable mention from Billboard for their world song contest.
Yeah, I know. It's a good song. I like it. But I think the best song title, though, is Some of My Fucked Up World. That's a good one.
Oh, we can curse? I didn't know.
Of course. You can curse all you want. But, you know,
yes, sir. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Speak.
We're gonna clean that one up this week. Actually, we're releasing a clean version of the record so we can make sure everyone listens to it, and that includes people that don't want to buy the album because it has explicit content.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that this week, actually.
Now, who writes the songs?
Well, our main songwriters are Taylor and Joao. And Joao's the guitar player, and Taylor's the bass player. Constantine writes a lot of the lyrics and the melodies, so he's also part of the songwriting, and I do a lot of the arranging.
Uh-huh. Now, were you in a band prior to this? Or a number of them, probably, right?
Yes, sir. Me and Taylor were in a band called Clyde, and we actually did a couple of television commercials for Rolling Rock.
Huh.
And we actually released a record as well, and we toured as well with that band. We got a couple of notable shows, you know, opening up for Stone Temple Pilots and Deftones, and played the Rolling Rock Town Fair. And, you know, we've done our share.
All the folks in the group actually have had prior experience doing many things, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, Joao comes from Brazilian rock background, where he's played with a fairly large act in Brazil called Supla Zoo Style. And when he came to New York, he joined a band called Cohiba, and that's where I met Joao.
Uh-huh.
And so basically I met Joao in that band, and we left that band together and called Taylor from my last band. And basically me, Joao, and Taylor auditioned singers, and we had about 150 singers come in. And wound up that Constantine was the only one that got a call back.
Really?
Yeah, and so that's how the band started, basically.
Constantine has got a lot of talent. It's interesting, you know, when you have a band, you have to have good musicians, but you also really have to have a signature sound, and a lot of that is got to do with the vocalist that you have.
Absolutely. Well, the styles of the songs are very much comes from everybody in the band, and what brings, what unites the style together is his vocal. So yeah, of course, his vocal plays a big part in it, and it makes it sound like something cohesive, but the thing is if you really get down and dirty and listen to all the songs there, they're from different places. And that's what we like about, you know, the band, and that's what I think other people like about the band. I mean, we're not going to be pigeonholed, and we want to be like a Led Zeppelin, where they can do a Dire Maker, you know, and not have people say, you know, that's not Led Zeppelin, you know. So that's the type of music that's on the record, and because, you know, Constantine sings on all the different styles, it definitely makes it more cohesive.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, Gary Cherone, we've talked about that before, about Extreme, because a lot of people were listening to More Than Words, and then when they would hear the, you know, the real hard rock stuff that they did, they go, what is that? Yeah, that's not Extreme.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you have a lot of different sounds on here, even in the little EP that I have here with a few songs on it. I mean, Drift and Cry and Truck Stop Sally are all different types of songs.
They are.
So that's kind of a good thing to have a variety of type of music coming out of your...
You know what? It is. I think it is a really good thing, you know, because you could appeal to a bunch of people, and also that's what we like to write. You know, why do we have to write what the business dictates? And that's one of the reasons why we want to do it on our own, because, you know, we don't want anybody to tell us, listen, you got to write more like this, or you got to do more like this. You know, we just want to keep it... You know, we want to keep it real.
Mm. Now, Constantine, of course, for folks out here who are listening in the Boston area, he was actually in our area in a production of Rent, which I saw.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I didn't kind of put it together until I figured out that was actually the same guy.
Yes, it was actually a very exciting time for us. That's how we rounded up a lot of our early fans. Basically, he had gotten the gig... only several months after he had joined the band, and we basically followed the Rent tour all over the United States, and we picked up a lot of fans that way.
That's very clever.
A lot of fans. We actually played in your area at a place called the Sky Bar.
Oh yeah.
Several times, and it was part of when Rent was there. So the night Rent played, it was a Friday or Saturday, I think. We were there, and we, you know, played a show to back up the Rent show as Pray for the Soul of Betty, and that's how we started getting our fan base.
So where did the name Pray for the Soul of Betty come from?
Well, Pray for the Soul of Betty, you know, I'd like to, you know, usually the band tries to keep it, like, mysterious and secret, but there are, it's definitely, you know, a person that we knew. We don't want to really talk about it, but Betty, in general, is, you know... anybody who's really just wants to do their own thing and struggling to do their own thing. And, you know, even back in the day, you know, sailors used to call girls Betties and that type of thing. So it's really, you know, goes back to the roots of the music and, you know, to associate people with having a name at the end there. And so, yeah, it goes back to the roots of the music that because of fairly, you know, because everybody has different, comes from different places.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought a name like Betty would be really retro and really cool to use for the band. But it is somebody real, and, you know, we try to keep it mysterious for now.
That's
I'm sure it'll come out soon enough.
I think that there could be easily a song with that title. It'd be actually a nice song title, too.
That's a great idea. Thanks.
And you could actually use that as the title song for something that comes out maybe later on down the road.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I would assume that, you know, that a major label deal will probably be coming, but how would it affect it if Constantine wins the whole thing and ends up doing all the promotional stuff that American Idol requires of him? Would that break up the band? Or
I don't think so. Well, this is the thing. I think the main reason why people like him is because he has the band. I mean, this is my opinion, of course. And, okay, so you're thinking a deal's going to come around. I'm thinking, yeah, probably the same type of thing. And it'll probably wind up being a situation where, like, if you remember... you know, Audioslave. Are you familiar with the band Audioslave?
Sure.
They almost never got together because the Rage Against the Machine management and the Chris Cornell management were two different managements. So they wound up solving that problem by getting a third party and making it its own entity.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to probably happen is he can be part of, you know, this entity as well as their entity, you know? I mean,
yeah.
The basic thing about it is, as long as he feels he wants to be in the band, you know, we'll let him be in the band. You know, it's really ultimately he, you know, has to make a decision. And I think, you know, we've been told, we talk every day and that type of thing, and everything is very, you know, in a good place right now.
Well, it wasn't in a good place when you were first told. Was that was a lot of it exaggeration on your part?
It's totally exaggeration. Part of our gig is at the end of the show, we basically do a little, you know, I sort of like trash the drums and we like storm off stage. And it's almost like a little punky where we like crash our instruments and that type of thing.
Uh-huh, a little mini so, ooh, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. So when we were in the room, there was no way to get off the stage except for out the front door. So, you know, I finished the song. I, you know, crashed off the stage and I went out the front door. So they took that piece and they put it at the end of my interview.
Right.
And made it look like I got mad and left the room. But in reality, I do that at every show.
So it's good editing.
And there was no reason for me not to do it when I was performing for the cameras.
And what song did you guys perform on that time?
Excuse me?
What song did you guys do that?
We did Drift, and that's going to be the first single.
Right, yeah. I like the music. I think it's got a lot of potential. And the only thing I can see, you know, happening here that would cause the band not to succeed is an implosion caused by a victory maybe by him.
You know, if he wins, and I hope he does win, usually when you get to that point, you have sort of a little bit of power because you are the artist.
True. He could say he wanted to have his band accompany him wherever he went.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, it can go a bunch of ways. It's only hypothetical. It's only my opinion. But you know what? We'll see what happens. I mean, you can't really say.
No, you just got to ride the wave while it's there, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to quote the socialist Boston Globe, but I do like the comment they made about Betty. It says they personify the young and tattooed look that just means trouble. I love that. That's a great quote.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
so, we're trying to stay out of trouble.
Well, you know, a little trouble can go a long way sometimes for the media.
We're trying to stay out of trouble. Actually, the band is very opinionated, and it's one of the reasons why we try to keep everything internal. You know, that's it. I mean, all the trouble usually happens, internally, and that's what makes it what it is, because everyone's striving for it to be the best, and because that, you know, happens, it just becomes the best. And so, that's just the way it is.
It's now, am I assuming that your name is your last name?
Yes, sir. I've been using that name forever.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Do you like a boring first name or something? Or?
Exactly.
Okay. It's not like you know, Myrtle or something. You know? Zappa. Or.
It's pretty unique, and, you know, I use it because, you know, I can distinguish myself from other people.
Well, it certainly does. I don't know anybody with that name, so that's a good name. But, you know, a magazine with the quality name New York Waste says about...
Yes.
With a drummer like that, it's hard to go wrong, and I guess that's a good way to end this thing, because that's a good thing to note.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I mean,
and for folks out there, you can actually go to prayforthesoulofbetty.com, and
yes,
there's all kinds of goodies there.
There's
including
a lot
some,
of goodies.
Yeah, there's some photos there. My daughter's already rated the spot, and you can actually, you know, check it out.
There's a great forum that people are spending a lot of time in, the Betty boards, and it's just a great place to hang out. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be that way, but lately I've been seeing a lot of people just hanging out there, having conversations, and having a good time, and what a great place for people from all over the world to come and just hang out. I mean, I know we can't play for them right now, but hopefully a couple of shows coming up in the summer. Other than that, the band is always there talking to our fans, so that's probably the best place to get in touch with us. And at our website, we've got a bunch of t-shirts, a bunch of CDs, and, you know, we're happy that everybody's been taking advantage.
Well, we're going to put up on our website a little link to that site so folks can listen to the interview and then go right over to the site. And it would be a good idea to put on your site a link to ours so people can hear the interview.
Yes, sir, we will.
And it was a pleasure to talk to you.
It was a pleasure to talk to you. Sorry about the phone.
That's okay. Good luck with everything, and I hope it all ends up really, really well. I hope it ends up like all the guests I've had here. We've had thousands of guests on the show, many who are kind of just starting out in showbiz, and then they become huge, and they don't talk to us again. So hopefully you won't get that big.
No, sir. We'll always be humbled enough to speak to you guys.
That's great. All right. Hey, take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.